Greetings and welcome to the free, downloadable Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a component of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, which was organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center and consisted of innovative exhibitions, performances, and programs initiated in conjunction with partner organizations across the Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey region. You are currently listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 1. Volume 2. Volume 3. Volume 4. Volume 5. Volume 6. Volume 7. Volume 8. Volume 9. Volume 10. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, and this 10-part mixtape series came about as a way to document songs that we helped to create as part of a series of four audience participation events presented during the summer of 2019. These events consisted of singing walkers caroling through the streets of North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Center City, and Germantown. These walks were simultaneously influenced by Whitman's poem, Song of the Open Road, and inspired by Civil Rights Movement freedom songs. During a 2-week residency at Spice House Sound, we brought together a plethora of local poets and musicians who have been inspired and/or influenced by Walt Whitman and recorded their amazing performances within this mixtape series. We begin our journey with rapper-poet Elect, along with the Bismuth String Quartet, as they share a musical warning about Mother Earth.
Technology is taking her, and there's no replacing her. Artificiality is hurting and disgracing her. We act like there's another, but it's because we're so afraid of her and the magnitude of the powers that have created her. There is no debating her. The conversation's moved ahead. If we do not save her, then in decades we will all be dead. Oceans turn from blue to red. Grass will turn from green to brown. Clouds fill up the skies, and acid rain begins to hit the ground. However, powers devoured our home. We're cowards to think that we're standing alone. An hour a day in everyone's home, empowered the way that you care for your own. I'm tired of seeing the killing and fleeing, the spilling of blood, the loss of a feeling. Emotions are high, filling the sky with prayers and dreams, while angels fly. How can I do more than this? We're dying slow like open wrists. Watch the blood drip to the floor, it seems like we can't wait no more. The time is now, the end is near. It's time to move, let go of fear, or we will hear the softest sigh as Mother Earth has almost died. Mother Earth cries in pain, all because we are so vain. Working hard to please each other, showing disrespect to Mother. Love our sisters and our brothers, and the truth will be uncovered. And the lies, and when we try, there's no disguise for you and I. Cause Mother Earth cries in pain, all because we are so vain. Working hard to please each other, showing disrespect to Mother. Love our sisters and our brothers, and the truth will be uncovered. And the lies, and when we try, there's no disguise for you and I. I verbalize best for turtles and nets, for tigers and dolphins and even your pets. For elephant tusks and migrating ducks, we're killing our cousins for dollars and bucks. Enough is enough. We must stop it now. Whether it's by force or a sacred vow. You wanna know how? You just make a promise to care for our planet. You've gotta be honest. Speak the truth. Be a man. Be a woman. Understand. Make a choice. How about today? If it's too late, we'll wash away. And something else will take our place. We've got to enlighten the human race. We've got to inspire a brand new desire to fight to the wire for our empire. Hire the teachers for our future leaders, like scientists, doctors, and public speakers, hoping to reach us, spreading the knowledge, help all our children get further than college. Do it today or we'll meet our doom. We don't want to give, all we do is consume. We're burning the forest and drilling the seas. The powers that be are ignoring our pleas. We're spreading disease and killing the youth, polluting the breeze while I spit in this booth. Fulfilling the truth is saving a life, like animal testing them under the knife. We sacrifice lives in the name of science, but they are not human, so there is no violence. That is a lie, and it has to die. Humanity won't share a slice of the pie. You wanna know why? It's all cause of greed. The things that we want, we'll say that we need. Give it all up, and we will have freed the chains on our minds, it's time to succeed. So plant a seed and watch it thrive, cause Mother Earth is still alive. Helping you to understand, you've got the whole world in your hands. Mother Earth cries in pain, all because we are so vain. Working hard to please each other, showing disrespect to Mother. Love our sisters and our brothers, and the truth will be uncovered. And the lies, and when we try, there's no disguise for you and I. Cause Mother Earth cries in pain, all because we are so vain. Working hard to please each other, showing disrespect to Mother. Love our sisters and our brothers, and the truth will be uncovered. And the lies, and when we try, there's no disguise for you and I. I call it how I see it, and I rarely tell a lie. I want this song to be a catalyst for you and I, to take control and last forever. Don't act like we're not so clever. Make it better, save the future, close the wound just like a suture. Let it heal, then we'll feel emotions and notions we all know is real. Seals and polar bears, penguins and whales are suffering daily because we have failed. Put it in scale, fix your perspective, clean up your act and be more effective. It is defective, time for a change. Why is protecting the planet so strange? Are we insane because we've forgotten? Our souls were bright, but now they're just rotten. It's gotten so bad, what are we to do? All that I know is that it starts with you and me, and we can plant a tree and try to keep humanity from engaging in sanity. I don't think it's too grand a plea. No destruction, no pollution. No discussion, no solution. Get to talking, start to fight, cause revolution is your God-given right. Do what you can by the end of the night, and when you wake up, you will feel all right. And we can begin in a brand new way of loving our planet. That's all I will say. Cause Mother Earth cries in pain, all because we are so vain. Working hard to please each other, showing disrespect to Mother. Love our sisters and our brothers, and the truth will be uncovered. And the lies, and when we try, there's no disguise for you and I. Cause Mother Earth cries in pain, all because we are so vain. Working hard to please each other, showing disrespect to Mother. Love our sisters and our brothers, and the truth will be uncovered. And the lies, and when we try, there's no disguise for you and I.
Tear down these walls. I want to be free so that my spirit can.
Welcome back. I'm Homer Jackson, and you are listening to the Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 7. This series celebrates the 200th birthday of world-renowned 19th century poet Walt Whitman. You just heard Tear Down These Walls, performed by the Whitman Walker Chorus, written by choirmaster Waverly Alston for the New Songs of the Open Road Walks, which took place during the summer of 2019. This song featured Alston as the lead vocalist, and he's joined by a chorus of Erica Corbo, Janine Kayat, Estela Noguera Ortega, Dwayne Granum, Bethlehem, Kimberly Qualls, Star Brown, and James Solomon. We started with a moving plea to save our planet entitled Mother Earth by rapper-poet Elect and the Bismuth String Quartet, which consists of Gabe Miller and Carlos Santiago, violins, Veronica Jerkowitz, viola, and Carolina Diaz-Granados on cello. We continue with some thoughts from behind the scenes.
I'm Judith Tannenbaum. I'm the artistic director of Whitman at 200. As a contemporary art curator, I was familiar with a number of projects that had used Whitman as a source. If not including his words directly, had somehow been influenced by Whitman. And once I saw that, I became more and more aware of that, and then extending into other fields as well. So there are something like 500 composers who have used Whitman in their work. So he just has this breadth and range. And the other part is just the importance of poetry and other art forms in people's daily lives. And it just seemed, with all these issues coming together with the bicentennial, that wouldn't it make sense to focus on Whitman in this region? People know that there's a bridge named for Whitman, but I don't think many people think about why that was the case. So, you know, the fact that he actually lived here and that he participated in the cultural life of the region. So I was trying to raise awareness about that, as well as awareness for his work, why it's relevant today. And the more, once we put our little feet in the water, they just, it was endless, basically.
My name is Toby Vent. I'm an artist from Philadelphia. And I worked on the Whitman 200 Art and Democracy Project. I got a lot of questions when we, you know, started working on the project, like what exactly, you know, are you doing with the Walt Whitman Project, and what does that have to do with music or with art or with Philadelphia, or, you know, why should we care kind of scenario. And, I think once people heard the music and heard the work, you know, that everybody put together, I think they got a better understanding of why it would matter to them. Regardless of his personal connections to Philadelphia or not to Philadelphia, the message was pretty central. But people did ask a lot of questions about Walt Whitman and what connection it had to them or Philadelphia in general. But I think the music made it matter.
Everyone has a choice to do. The way they wanna. I write in my journal that never has there been a nest of dolls like this one, my body. Me rolling down America's footpaths and crawling out of her fluorescent throat. What sweet breakfast of unspindled interstates, what undocumented sunsets, the mind, the legs that go for days, memories of mother in what corporal vessel for now and ever, permanent smoke. The way you stand on always and never age. Oh, my body. Dense little market lighting up electron for electron, the luster waxing, wave and wave to the dark-haired woman across the street. I wave through vertical blinds, it's true. I have worn my body well enough and lie back to sweat out this decade's afternoon. Oh, this body. I love young and knob-kneed on birthday and amidst industry. The fridge fleets wheeling lifeblood to metropoli, America, asleep, her thickets, though sleepless with the delivery of her pills. To learn all the names of her pornography would be impossible with the time we have. To add up that of her meat and milk, of her lumber, her wrecked cars and mail, machinery. When I speak of her legs, they believe I am talking about her body, the legs of her body, but it is her walk I see. I have noticed that her legs go forever. She never stops walking. I ask the Congress of Birds, is it pornographic if it is true? Does another's pain enter to instruct feeling, and how often, I ask the Congress, does a performance of pain rely on its audience? What of the increasing understanding that what isn't bad is all, and what's all is buried until not avoided? Where there is no light, there can still be a lot of air, and so for me, love dies to its own newness. This evening I will be alone and pull time from heat, my body knowing that pleasure is mostly between the ears and unable to forgive the edge of this knowledge. In Philadelphia, or stepping from her, the great salt licks of glass oil, gas station coffee, the carousel sighs of Walmarts and Taco Bells, the orange light of AMs, PMs, notwithstanding, foghorns and freight ships, and gun shows and chemistry tents, the genius of cargo will never leave us. Even in the post-war gleam of fathers turning gust-toppled from their dream tonics, veterans smoldering in cafes with discreet loss and playing violins for money, and modular foodstuffs reckoning with the largest of billboards. It's true that the old is never quite new again. I have noticed my body is the shape of a crescent turning back and back in upon itself, a sacred chalice. I am aware it holds all the energy needed to perform magic and magnifies with land, and the flowing waters of the Mississippi and the Ohio relax then. I lift 300 years of missing sophistication and exuberance, my deepest reverence reserved for keen eyes. In the course of it, I have tried and failed to place my body at the edges of poverty by the new tourist economy. I have whistled each body through Orwell's down and out, seeking authenticity in commerce, willingly or otherwise, my body. The fragrance of the spirited fringes of resilient city and its bartender, street mime, my body, auto-tuned cover boy, religious man, within and without, they all together squat my favorite abandoned rituals under nomadic clouds, where the numberless zip codes taste of local rain dropping down, the sand flossing teeth, the girl child left alone, unbranded fertilizer leasing out her nails. Dousing expectations for dreams, I squat with them all in the graffitied underpass, rigorous, unrelenting, rapid in the north and south. The mountains giving hips lesson in first dance, and I am not satisfied to sleep.
Welcome back. You are checking out Whitman Sampler Mixtape Volume 7, which celebrates the 200th birthday of the world-renowned 19th century poet Walt Whitman. We just heard My Body, an original poem written by Brittany Sterner, created and performed by Sterner and bassist Richard Hill. Before that, we heard Everyone Has a Choice, featuring the Whitman Walker Chorus, along with Kim Pedro on drums and the multi-talented Richard Hill on piano. The chorus included lead vocalist Stephanie Cole with Kimberly Quarles, Bethlehem, Erica Corbeau, Dwayne Granham, Star Brown, James Solomon, Darcel Coakley, Frank Coakley, Ava Louise, Toby Vent Martin, and Helena Reed. Next up is poet John Wall Barger as he visits Walt Whitman's classic poem, Song of Myself.
This is from Walt Whitman's Song of Myself, Part 7. Has anyone supposed it lucky to be born? I hasten to inform him or her it is just as lucky to die, and I know it. I pass death with the dying and birth with the new-washed babe, and am not contained between my hat and boots, and peruse manifold objects, no two alike, and every one good. The earth good, and the stars good, and their adjuncts all good. I am not an earth or an adjunct of an earth. I am the mate and companion of people, all just as immortal and fathomless as myself. They do not know how immortal, but I know. Every kind for itself and its own, for me, mine, male and female, for me, those that have been boys and that love women, for me, the man that is proud and feels how it stings to be slighted, for me, the sweetheart and the old maid, for me, mothers and the mothers of mothers, for me, lips that have smiled, eyes that have shed tears, for me, children and the begetters of children. Undrape, you are not guilty to me, nor stale, nor discarded. I see through the broadcloth and gingham whether or no, and am around, tenacious, acquisitive, tireless, and cannot be shaken away.
Thank you.
We're back, and you are knee-deep into the Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 7. We just checked out the duo Tim Price and Malik Henry and their spontaneous meditation on Whitman's Civil War experiences with the song Amputee, The Phantom Limb, featuring Tim Price on Sopranino saxophone and Malik Henry on drums. And before that was poet John Wall Barger and his powerful recitation of Walt Whitman's Song of Myself, Part 7. And now we have sadly come to the end of this mixtape. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project and executive producer of this mixtape series. I want to thank you for listening to the Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a project of Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy, organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center. Major support for Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy's artistic commissions has been provided to University of Pennsylvania Libraries by the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, as well as the Waterman II Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation, following a recommendation of David Haas, has provided additional support for New Songs of the Open Road. The Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sounds and Retro City Studios. It was mastered at Linasha Studios. Special thanks to all of the participating poets and musicians who participated in making this mixtape series happen. Thanks to Toby Vent Martin, Waverly Alston, and James Solomon, the creative team behind New Songs of the Open Road, whose work carved the path for this mixtape series. Thanks to the Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy leadership team, including artistic director Judith Tannenbaum, project director Lynn Farrington, and project manager Devin Malecki, who have maintained a steadfast commitment to the vision of this project. And finally, thanks to Alex Santilli and Eric Bozak of Spice House Sound, as well as Brendan McGeehan of Retro Studios and Tom Valpacelli at the Mastering House. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. For more information about this mixtape series and for a more detailed listing of song credits, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's PHILAJazzProject.org.